Beginning today's shir in Siman Kuf Chav Zayin, which is on page Kuf Nun Aleph, right before 302, the last shir, Mitzvah Shem Achilak Aleph. Din Modim de Rabbanon. The halachos of Modim de Rabbanon. The Machaber says in Sif Aleph, Kishiyagia Shatzibur Lamodim. You know, Yitzhak, can you pass me a sitter, please? I forgot to bring a sitter here. When the Shatzibur gets to Modim, Shochen Imo Hatzibur. So the Tzibur bows with the Chazan. V'lo yishchu yoser midai, and he shouldn't bow too much. V'omrim modim anachnu loch sh'ato hu Hashem elokeinu elokei kol basar v'chuli. And they say modim derabbanon. V'chosem, and they end off with baruch kel ha'odos, v'lo haskaras Hashem. They end off with baruch kel ha'odos without saying Hashem's name. V'yesh mi she'omer she'tzorach lishchos gam basof. There are those who say that you should also bow at the end of modim derabbanon, and we'll see what that means exactly soon. V'tov lochosh l'dvarav, and it's good to be concerned for their words, to in fact bow also at the end of Modim Derabbanan. And then the Rambam writes, V'yesh omrim she'omer hakol b'shchia achas. Some say that you say the entire Modim Derabbanan bent over. V'chein ha'minog, the Rambam writes, that's the minog. So we have three opinions here. Either you bow at the beginning, and the end, or you bow the entire time. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see some more details on this. The Mishnah Berurah begins on the bottom of Kufnan Aleph. Of Katan Aleph Lo Yishchu, we said you should not bow too much. Hainu Hatzibur, this is referring to the congregation, they shouldn't bow too much. And we learned earlier, if you remember, that the reason why you shouldn't bow too much by modim or by any bow is it looks gaivedik, it looks haughty to bow too much. Ula'in Shliat Tzibur Gufa, in terms of the Shliat Tzibur himself, Bevadei Lo Odef Mishar Mispalel, for sure he's not any better than anyone else who's davening in the Tzibur. The Pasak HaMechaber Le'el B'Simei Kuf Yud Gimel Sefer De'lo Yishcha Harbe Ayin Sham. The Shliat Tzibur is not any better than anyone else who also should not bow too much. Yoser Midai Sefkotan Beis Pirish She Yishcha Kedin Shar Shechios. You should bend by Modim Derabbanan just like you bow by every other bow of Shmoneh Esrei. Kumoshakosov Simin Kuf Yud Gimel Sifhei. Vabach Mefarish the Modim Shaomer Imashiatzibur Lo Yishcha Rakinanea Rosho Ma'at. So the Bach says that you don't actually bow the whole way when you're saying Modim Derabbanan with the Shiatzibur. All you do is you shake your head a little bit. But the Mishnah Berurah continues on 302 and writes, V'ha'olam Lo Nogu Ken, that is not the Minog. The Minog is in fact to bow. And we said while you bow, you say Modim Anachnu Loch, etc. The Eina Shliatzibur Tzorach Lahamtin Ad Shiyasaimu Hatzibur Modim Derabbanan. The Shliatzibur does not need to wait for the Tzibur to finish Modim Derabbanan. Ela Mispal Kadako, he just keeps going while the Tzibur is saying Modim Derabbanan. Although we learned that he should say it out loud so that at least the minion could potentially hear him from the area around him, because he has to be motzi those who need to be fulfilling their chiyuv with the chazan. If you look at note number 2, he points out. Interesting note. The atam shetiknu shekol atzibur omrim modim. Why do we have this concept that the only bracha everyone together says modim during the chazar sashatz? So the Habudraham explains shu mishum shebishar hatfilo shehi bakasha. The rest of davening, which is mainly bakasha, so it's request from Hashem. Yochol lidbo atzroch avaydei shliach. You could have the chazan being your messenger. You could ask for requests through a messenger. Mashenke modim shu hoda. But modim is thank you to Hashem. Ein derech ha'eved lahodos l'rabo edei shaliach. It's not proper for a servant to be thanking his master through a shaliach. And therefore, since modim is a thank you, therefore everyone thanks Hashem by themselves, and we don't rely only on the chazan. And then the note says, "V'gamim nimtza b'beis akneses ve'eno mespal imohem." If you find yourself in a minyan and you davened already, so we learned earlier, "Shetzarach lishkos imatzibur ulaomro imohem." You should bow with the tzibur and say modim derabbanan again. Achim nimtza b'michutz l'beis akneses. But if you're outside the shul, afim shomea shatzibur omer modim. Even if you hear the tzibur saying modim, Rechaim Kinevsky says, "She'eno tzarach laomro imohem." You do not have to say modim derabbanan with them if you're outside the shul. And we'll just see one and a half lines of note number 3. V'im shomea eiza bracha be'emtza she'om modim derabbanan. If you hear a bracha while you're in the middle of modim derabbanan, the aderes writes she'mutter lo lanos amen. You are allowed to answer amen. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkatan Dalad. We said that you end off baruch kel ha'odos below askaras Hashem. We don't say Hashem's name. So in Sefkatan Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah says v'das ha'gro lomar baruch ato Hashem kel ha'odos. The Gra said that you say Hashem's name in the end bracha of Modim Derabbanan. The Ha'olam lo nagu kein, our minog is not to do like the Gra. And then we saw in the Mechaber there are those who say that you have to bow in the beginning and the end. And the Ramah told us that there are those who say that you should bow the entire time of saying more than the Rabbanon. Says the Mishabur in Sefkaton Hey, V'abach kosa b'shem rashal sheyiskof ma'at kishomer Hashem at sofo. The Bach brings b'shem the Marshal that you should go upright a little bit when you get to Hashem's name in the beginning of Modern Rabbanon, at sofo until the end v'oz yichra. So the Marshal says that you bow in the beginning, then you get up by Hashem's name and you bow at the end. Ad kan l'shono. V'ha'olam nohogin kemosha kosav Ramah. And then the Mishabur writes that the Minhag Ha'olam is like the Ramah, who said that you bow the entire time of saying Modern Rabbanon. So let's see a couple of notes over here, and then we'll see a couple of Bir Halacha. So in note number 6, first of all, in the second Shita, the Yesh Omer of the Mechaber, which the Mishabura said is what the Bach writes, B'shein the Marshal, that you bow in the beginning and the end, what exactly is the end? Where do you bow at the end of Modern Rabbanon? The Sofo Shabo Yesh Lechroa, the end in which you're supposed to bow, the Chayodam writes, Shehu Bamiras Baruch Kel Ha'odos, the last three words, by Baruch you bow. V'kosov sheladaito yesh liskov atzmo k'shomer es tevas kel. So you bow by Baruch, and you get up by Kel Ha'odos. So you bow just during that one word. V'ashulchan aruch harav kosov shekareya be'al shanachnu modim loch. The words right before that, you bow by al shanachnu modim loch. He doesn't say where you get up, but it could be you also get up by Kel, by saying Hashem's name, you get up as well. In note number 7, he tells us the minhag of the Chazon Ish, and the stipler was kedas hayesh omrim b'shulchan aruch. Was like the second opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, the Yesh Omrim, Lishchos betchilas modim v'gam besofo achlo bekulo. So the minhag of the Chazon Ish and the stipler was to bow in the beginning and the end, which is the Yesh Misha Omer of the Mechaber, and the Mishabura also brought down that was the Marshal. If you look in the Bir Halacha, the first one, the fifth line, the Yesh Misha Omer, Shitzar Lishchos, Ayim b'mishabura sevkot anhei mashakasavnu b'shem harashal. Look what we wrote, that the minhag of the Marshal was to bow in the beginning and the end. V'ayim b'chayodim the mashma shu tofes le'ikir adin k'rashal. The chayodim seems to take on that the ikir adin is like the Marshal. So we have many arrows pointing to bowing in the beginning and the end. We have the Yesh Omrim and the Mechaber. We have the Marshal. We have the Stipe. We have the Chazon Ish. We have the chayodim all saying that you bow in the beginning and you bow at the end. And then we saw the Ramah said that there are those who say you bow the entire time, and that is the minug. And the Mishavua also wrote the minug is to bow the entire time. So if you look at the next Bir Halacha, he writes, V'akol b'shchiyah, u'bebir ha'agra kosov she'ein tzarech lishchos rak ad sha'ata hu Hashem Elokeinu. The Gra says you only have to bow in the beginning till you get to Hashem's name. V'achakach yiskov ayin sham. So there we have it. The Gra says that you only bow in the beginning. So we have all these different shitas, and I think most people are knowing just to bow in the beginning. That's what I think. Yes.
The way the Bach brings down the Mashal, it says Yiskof Ma'at.
I know, I had that diuk also that says Yiskof Ma'at, get up a little bit.
Sounds like you shouldn't be all the way.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Shalom is just pointing out that a diuk in the Mishabura, when it brings the Bach with Shem the Rashal, says Yiskof Ma'at Keshomer Hashem. You get up a little bit, and then you bow again later. So what does that mean? It sounds like you're somewhat bent for the rest of Modern Rabban also. Yeah, it's a good Ha'ara. Okay, now we're ready for Halacha Beis. Im ein shom kohanim omer shliatzibur elokeinu veloke avoseinu baruchinu vabrochaham shulashas. If there are no kohanim for duchening, so then the chazan says elokeinu veloke avoseinu, and he ends off with vani avarchim, which is after the brachas kohanim. The ein atzibur onen acharav amen elokeinu hiratzon, and the tzibur does not answer after the chazan amen, rather they answer keinu hiratzon. Says the Ramah, Ve'ein omrim elokeinu ve'lokei avoseinu rak bizman sheroi lebirchas kohanim velisa kapayim. You only say, the Chazan only says elokeinu ve'lokei avoseinu when there are no kohanim at a time that is fit to do birchas kohanim and to duchen. V'nogu lomar b'shachris sim shalom. The minog is to say at shachris sim shalom v'chein kozman sheomer elokeinu. And so too to say sim shalom anytime you say elokeinu ve'lokei avoseinu. But other times, you say Shalom Rav instead of Sim Shalom. V'yesh maschilin Sim Shalom b'mincha shel Shabbos. There are those who say Sim Shalom by mincha on Shabbos. Ho'ol v'ksiv beika, since in the bracha of Sim Shalom it says, Bo'or panecha nosatu lanu, shehi ha-Torah shekorim b'mincha b'Shabbos. That's a reference to giving us the Torah. And since we read the Torah at mincha b'Shabbos, so there are some that have the minog to say Sim Shalom at Mincha on Shabbos. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah with all these halachos. The first thing we saw in Halacha Beis and the Mechaber was, if there are no Kohanim, you say, the Chazan says, Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, Ayin Lekamon Simen Kuf Chav Ches Sif Yud Bahagosh Ekosav. Look at the Ramah that we'll see shortly. The Minhagenu, our Minhag is Shafilu Yesham Kohanim, even if there are Kohanim, Omer HaShatz Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, Ad Am Kedoshecha Ayin Sham, that the Shilat Sibur says that whole paragraph leading up to the Birchas Kohanim. Omer Shilat Sibur Sivkotan Zayin, the Chazan says it, Ubidyevid Im Lo Omar Ein Mach Zirinoso. If the Chazan forgot to say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, so he does not go back, Ayin Bir Alocha. So if you look at the Bir Alocha, Omer Shilat Sibur, he says, Ayin B'mishabura Sivkotan Zayin Le'inyan Diyevid Ein Mach Zirin. Look what we just mentioned in the Mishabura, that Bidyevid, if the Chazan didn't say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, he doesn't have to go back. The belav hochidas anshe marav da filu lachachila in lomar. Because anyway, the opinion of the people from the West is that lachachila you don't say it. You don't say lokein b'chav v'seinu. And I am betur v'gam betosus kosvu de bizmana gemara lohi aminag lomar. From the time of the gemara, the minag was not to say lokein b'chav v'seinu. And therefore, if you left it off, you have a lot to rely on not to go back. V'lechora says to the Chafetz Chaim, im nizkar kodem shomar baruch ato Hashem. If you realize your mistake, before you said the end of the bracha, Yachzor v'yomer, you should go back and say it. D'lo guriya davar zeh mezachreinu umichamocha. This is no different than during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, where you're supposed to put in the extra sentences of zachreinu and michamocha. D'gam kein ein lo makor min ha-gemara. Those phrases also don't have a source in the Gemara. V'afilu achi kaim lo nizkar kodem shesiyam bracha to Hashem Yachzor. And we hold over there that if you realize your mistake before you finish the bracha, you go back. Even though these are things you don't have to go back for, but if you realize it before you finish, you said the Shem Hashem in the bracha, you go back. So here there shouldn't be any different. V'ayin l'kamon b'simin kuf yudal b'masha pasuk ha-mogin avram sivkotan dal d'b'di'evet ein lachzor. Afilu kodem shesiyam bracha v'tzarech in. He leaves out Tzarech Yin on the Magen Avraham that says by certain ones of these insertions, he says you don't go back even if you didn't get to Hashem's name. But the Chafetz Chaim feels the same way you go back for Zachreinu or Micha Mocha before you say Hashem's name in the Bracha, you would also go back to Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu if you're supposed to say it as a Chazan and you forgot it, even though it's not Ma'akev, if you didn't yet say the ending Bracha, you would go back and you would fill it in. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan Ches. We said you, in this phrase of Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, you say Baruchinu Baruchah Mishuleshes. So, ba bracha is ba patach. Under the base, the patach, ba bracha. And then you say, kohanim am kedoshecha. Ein milas kohanim dovuk lumilas am kedoshecha. The word kohanim is not connected to the words am kedoshecha. Lomar saying, shehem kohane am kedoshecha. If it would be connected, it would be saying, kohanecha, kohanim am kedoshecha. The kohanim of the am kedoshecha, meaning the kohanim of Klal Yisrael. Because that's not true. The Hakaim alone, the Kohanim Shluchei, the Rachmanan, and Huvelo Shluchei Didan. It's all sug in the Gemara. And we hold that the Kohanim are the Shluchim of Hashem, not of the Yisraelim. And therefore, the Pshat is not Kohanim Am Kedoshecha, the Kohanim of the holy nation of Klal Yisrael. That's not what it means. Ela Koloma, rather, what it does mean is Shah Kohanim Nikroim Am Kedoshecha. The Kohanim themselves are called Am Kedoshecha. The Kohanim Am Kedoshecha, your holy nation, the Kohanim. It's not referring to Klal Yisrael, it's referring to the Kohanim. Kishaomer Yevarechacha Hashem Yiril Tzadahecho. When the Chazan says the words Yevarecha Hashem, he should look towards the Hechel, straight ahead. V'yishmerecha Yiril Tzad Yumin Shalo. When he says V'yishmerecha, he should turn to his right. Yoyer Hashem Klapei Hechel. When he says Yoyer Hashem, he should be facing the Hechel again. Ponav Elecha V'chuneka Yiril Tzad Smol Shalo. He should turn to his left. L'yachado B'yamin. In order to be miyachid him in the Amin, I believe what that means is to bring over the chesed from the right, bringing it over to the left. Zohar, Parshas Naso, that is from the Zohar and Parshas Naso. Then the Mechaber said that after you say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, you continue on all the way through V'ani Avarchem. But the Mishnah Berurah says, U'minageinu kayom shelo lomar rak ad shalom. But our minhag today is just that the Chazan says until shalom and then he stops. That's the Magen Avraham. V'chein mashma bebir agra. Fine. And then we said in the Mechaber that the Tzibur does not answer Amen after the Chazan. Rather, he just says, Kein Yeh Ratzon. Kein Yeh Ratzon. The Amen lo Shayach ki'im kishaona achar Kohen ha-mavarech. Amen is only Shayach if you're answering after the Kohen. The Kohen is giving you the bracha, so you answer Amen. Ma she'en kein ha-shliach Tzibur, which is not the case. What we're discussing over here in this Siman, before we get to the next Chelek, where it goes into the Kohanim, we're discussing here the Chazan saying it. So Masha'en came as Shiatzibur, She'eno Omer Eladar Bakasha. The Chazan is only making a request from Hashem, She'yivarchenu Hashem Yisbarach Babrocha Shakohanim Mivarchim. He's making a request from Hashem that Hashem should bless us with the bracha the Kohanim give us. So we're not answering Amen, it's not a real bracha, it's a request. So we say, Kein Yiratzon, that should be the will of Hashem. So when the Kohanim give the brachas, we answer Amen. But when the Chazan is saying it, the Chazan is not giving us the bracha, the Chazan is just requesting from Hashem that Hashem should bless us with the bracha the Kohanim give, and therefore we say, so it should be Hashem's will, Kein Yiratzon. Sifkoton Yud Aleph, Kein Yiratzon, Ratzalomer Achar Sof Bracha Shlishis. What the Rambam means over here, what the Mechaber means over here by saying Kein Yehi Ratzon instead of Amen, is at the end of the third bracha you only say it one time. The Kol Inyan HaEchadu, it's all one topic. Shemisader HaShiatzibur B'Tfiloso Masha Kohanim Omrim. Again, he's requesting from Hashem to give us the bracha, that which the Kohanim give us, so we wait till the whole thing is done, and we say Kein Yehi Ratzon. However, V'yesh Onim Kein Yehi Ratzon Achar Kol Bracha, some do like we do, and they answer Kein Yehi Ratzon after each of the brachos that the Chazan is quoting from the Kohanim. Then the Ramah told us that we don't say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu except at a time that it's roi to say Brichas Kohanim. Says the Mishabur, Ratzalomer b'shachris u'b'musaf v'lo b'mincha. At shachris and musaf where people are not yet drunk, and not at mincha where we're worried that people maybe had something to drink. U'b'tainis tzibur where they're not drunk, gam b'mincha you also could say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu at mincha, which we do. Ve'atam, and the reason is Mishum de'omer Birchas Kohanim, because we say Birchas Kohanim then. V'yochid ha'misana omer Shalom Rav. However, an individual who's just fasting on his own at mincha, he would say Shalom Rav. He would not say Sim Shalom. That's only when the tzibur is fasting. And then the Mechaber, the Ramah told us. What?
Which are the times you say?
It's saying Birchas Kohanim is Shachris and Musaf, but not at Mincha, because we're worried that people drank.
But that's not the mean. I mean,
we're going to get to the Minog in Chilak Beis, we're going to get to Hilchas Birchas Kohanim.
We say
yes, so we're going to get to that. We're leaving that for Chilak Beis, which we're going to start tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. We'll get to all the details of when the Kohanim Duchen. For now, we're saying when it's Shayach to Duchen, you say, okay, no, we're saying when it's Shayach to Duchen, and that is by Shachris and Musaf. But by Mincha, it's not Shayach. But by Atanis Tibur, there it is Shayach at Mincha. So therefore, you say, Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, also at Mincha.
What's the point of what you said, being drunk or not being drunk?
Oh, because you can't duchen when people might have drank. And therefore, at Mincha, we're worried that people might duchen if they had drank. So therefore, we don't duchen then. We'll get to those halachas later. Okay. We'll get to those halachas later. So the Ramah says, that's really in Hilchos Duchening, which we'll get to soon. The Ramah told us that the Minog is to say in Shachris, Sim Shalom. The chain calls man shomer elokeinu. So to any time we say elokeinu elokei avoseinu, we say shim shalom. Aval belav hochi, at a time where we don't say elokeinu avoseinu, we start off and we say shalom rav. So the Mishabura says in Sefkatan Yud Gimel, v'im omar sim shalom, if you accidentally said shim shalom at, let's say, minchor marv, where you're supposed to say shalom rav, o b'shachris, where you're supposed to say sim shalom, you said shalom rav, yotze, you are yotze, you don't go back. Ubisidr Harizal Kosov Lo'olam Sim Shalom Va'ayim Bibir Alacha. And the Siddur of the Harizal writes that you always say Sim Shalom. So let's look at the last Bibir Alacha and then we'll look at two more notes. The last Bibir Alacha says, Ava Balav Hachi, we said you don't go back. Ayim B'Mishabura, look at the Mishabura says that if you say Sim Shalom instead of Shalom Rav, or Shalom Rav instead of Sim Shalom, you don't go back. The Imnizkar Baboker, Kishehiskil Shalom Rav, Kodem Shalomar Baruch Ato Hashem. If you realize your mistake in Shachris, when you started Shalom Rav, and you should have said Sim Shalom, you realize your mistake before you end the bracha, Efshir Diyachzer V'yomer Sim Shalom. It's possible that you should really go back to Sim Shalom. Umitam Shekasafnu Kodem, in Birchas Shatz. Look, like I just said in the last Beralacha, that any insertion, like V'zachreinu, Michamocha, Elokeinu V'kavaseinu, even if it's not Makiv, if you didn't yet say the bracha, you go back. See here also by Shachris, if you said Shalom Rav instead of Sim Shalom, if you didn't yet say the bracha, you could go back. Aval hepech, but the opposite. Im era lokein ba'erev. If this happened in the evening, sha'amar sim shalom, you accidentally said sim shalom instead of shalom rav, says the Bir Alacha, afilu im niskar kodem sha'amar baruch ato Hashem. Even if you realize your mistake before you start the baruch and say baruch ato Hashem, nirid ein tzarach lachzor, then you would not have to go back. Dechim mishum shehoseh b'bakosha migru gara. Because you're adding more bakoshas, it would be worse. Because Sim Shalom is more bakashas, it's a better bracha. And therefore, it's better to say that. So even though the minhag is to say Shalom Rav, but if you accidentally said Sim Shalom, you're not going to undo the extra brachas that you said. And therefore, even though at Shachris, if you said Shalom Rav, you should go back and say Sim Shalom, Efshar. But by Minchar Mariv, if you accidentally said Sim Shalom, you would not go back to correct yourself to say Shalom Rav. And now we're going to look at the last two notes over here, note 14 and 15. Note 14 is going really on what the Ramah said. The Ramah said that we say in Shachris Sim Shalom, and so too any time that we say Elokeinu V'Kei Eloseinu. So in note 14 he writes, Ulufi Zeh B'Mincha Shel Shabbos. According to this logic, when it comes to Mincha and Shabbos, Yei Shlomer Shalom Rav. You should say Shalom Rav. V'chein Nohogin B'Ktsas Kehilos B'Chutz La'aretz. And that is the Minog in some Kehilos in Chutz La'aretz. Ulam be'eretz Yisrael, however, in Eretz Yisrael, aminog kemo shesayim haramah. The minog is like the Ramah says at the end, lomar sim shalom biglal shekorim ba Torah. Right, since we said in the bracha of sim shalom, we say, be'or panecha nosata lanu, which is a reference to the Torah, and we're reading from the Torah, and therefore the minog in Eretz Yisrael is like that Ramah, to say sim shalom by Shabbos mincha. And then he writes, "Uben chutz la'aretz shenog lomar b'mincha shel Shabbos shalom rav." One who lives in chutz la'aretz and he says normally shalom rav by mincha and Shabbos. Va'ala la'aretz Yisrael and moves to Eretz Yisrael. Sahora hagoner shalom zam ne'arbach sha'olav lomar sim shalom. He should switch his minog. Now he's in Eretz Yisrael with the minog is to say sim shalom, and therefore he should switch over from shalom rav to sim shalom by mincha on Shabbos. And the last note, note number 15, discusses if a person is trying to catch Kedusha, he's rushing through davening to try to catch the Chazan's Kedusha, and he's in Shacharis, and he's supposed to say Sim Shalom, so should he say Shalom Rav to make it a little shorter to try to catch Kedusha in time? So, V'lomar Shalom Rav b'tfilah Shacharis, k'dei lahaspik l'kedusha, in order to catch Kedusha on time, so the Chazanish paskind she'aser, that's aser, that the minhag is to say Sim Shalom at Shacharis, and you don't change it just to catch Kedusha. You stick with Sim Shalom, even if it's going to cause you to miss Kedusha. Meidach, on the other hand, Ha'aderes Kosov Sherashai Lasos Kein, the Ha'aderes writes that one is permitted to switch to Shalom Rav in order to save time and to try to catch Kedusha on time. We'll stop here. Mazel Tov. We'll have the Siyum at 5:30, Mitzvah Shem, in the Blue Ritual. And tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, back to 8 o'clock, we'll begin Chelek Beis.